Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Junction City Police Department says be on the lookout for a dangerous Gmail scam making the rounds in Kansas. Friday, the JCPD posted a warning reporting that the Gmail scam could cause you to lose access to your account. The email will ask you to click a link to scan for viruses. They say if you see the email, delete it. More than 3 weeks following a security breach, the state's judicial branch IT systems are still not fully operational.
Kansas Chief Justice Marla Luckert said Friday that most county courthouses are still using paper to update their operations. However, restoring the IT systems is now being done, but only in a phased-in approach. The process will begin with access to district court case information through a network of computers in the Kansas Judicial Center in Topeka.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is proud to be the trusted choice of more Kansans than anyone else. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at Easter Seals.
If you know that sound, you know it's the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax seed corn being opened. The sound of the most drought-tolerant seeds Pioneer has ever produced about to be unleashed into acres of unique environments. Innovation that turns unpredictable years into memorable ones, making tough conditions question their own toughness. Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax corn products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/fightdrought.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. As Kansas continues to fight the drought, there has been concern about the future of water in Kansas, so the U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded Kansas $25 million to help. The money will help preserve and conserve the High Plains Aquifer, the largest, most economically important groundwater source in Kansas. The aquifer runs through eight states and supplies 70 to 80% of the water used by Kansans each day, and scientists say water levels have steadily declined, with the areas facing several critical water-related issues. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said the money will go to the Kansas High Plains Aquifer Project, and it will work with farmers and ranchers to reduce water use through conservation practices, like irrigation water management, cover crops, reduced tillage, and nutrient management. The goal is to reduce water use in the five Kansas groundwater management districts by 10%. The USDA money comes from its Natural Resources Conservation Service as part of the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. In all, the USDA awarded $1.7 billion to projects across the country, with another one of the award winners, a project that will affect Kansas. The USDA awarded Ducks Unlimited $10 million for the Kansas-Nebraska Wetland Initiative, and the goal of the project is to create, restore, and protect wetland and riparian barriers. It will tackle inadequate habitat for fish and other wildlife, degraded plant conditions, and flood and drought areas. On Friday, Governor Kelly sent a letter to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra regarding a proposed staffing requirement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services at long-term care facilities, or LTCs. The governor shared how the proposed rule could exacerbate workforce shortages and other issues facing LTCs in Kansas, including 317 nursing facilities and long-term care units of hospitals. At a time when LTCs face staffing shortages, the proposed rule includes staffing ratio standards that are unachievable, which could potentially lead to more facility closures and reduce access to care for seniors. According to Leading Age Kansas, an association of nonprofit aging service providers, Already, nearly 85,000 Kansans live in areas with only one nursing and residential care provider within a 30-minute drive, and they're at risk of joining the 23,000 Kansans already living in a care desert if more facilities were to close. Governor Kelly said seniors and their families should not be forced to choose between moving to receive health care or attempting to make do at home, and that's why she's pushing back against a top-down rule from the federal government that would make it even harder for Kansans in rural communities to get the care they need in their later years. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning poultry owners of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, nationwide. Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said this warning includes cases in several states that border Kansas, including Missouri, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And although Kansas has not yet confirmed a case of HPAI in a domestic or commercial flock since April of 2023, the primary source of spread for this outbreak continues to be wild migratory waterfowl, so the threat of exposure to susceptible birds in Kansas is high. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said anyone involved with poultry production, from the small backyard chicken owner to the large commercial producer, should review their biosecurity activities to ensure the health of their birds. And to find guidance on biosecurity, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health webpage. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials said for more information on HPAI, including the current status of the confirmed cases in other states, as well as more information about biosecurity for your flock, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture's avian flu webpage or call 833-765-2006. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has reported that its staffing issues have gotten worse in recent years, and the Kansas Department of Transportation said the staffing issues make for the possibility of highways not being cleared of ice and snow in a timely manner. They said it's currently about 25% short of their preferred number of needed snowplow operators. Clay Adams, the Kansas Department of Transportation Director of Field Operations, stated that the Kansas Department of Transportation field crews always do their best. However, with less staff, it could cause delays to clear snow and ice from the highways. Though, while they are able to pull in crews from across the state to affected areas, it's not always possible, depending on the scope and severity of the winter storms. The Kansas Department of Transportation said it had already made preparations for snow and ice in September and October, and salt, sand, and other materials are fully stocked, along with maintenance on snowplows and other equipment being complete. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said motorists can do their part to be prepared by checking on road conditions and weather forecasts before heading out, and possibly altering or delaying their travel plans, because planning ahead and staying informed are keys to helping you to stay safe. For more information, you can visit ksdot.gov, and to check on road conditions, you can visit candrive.gov. You can nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2023 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards Program. And this year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories. They are energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife habitat. The purpose of the program is to stimulate a greater interest in the conservation of the agricultural and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2021, over 200 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. You can submit the nomination form to your local county extension office or the district biologist for Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism for wildlife awards only, no later than November 10th. A committee of conservation professionals will submit the names of the selected recipients to the KSU Agronomy Extension Office or the Kansas Department of Wildlife Parks and Tourism for the Wildlife Award by December 8th. For more information, you can visit agronomy.k-state.edu/extension. As of 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 5th, daylight saving time ended, which results in fewer daylight hours. So, as you turn your clocks back 1 hour, and in support of Drowsy Driving Prevention Week, which runs November 5th through the 11th, AAA wants to remind motorists to be prepared for sun glare during their morning commutes and for reduced visibility on the road during the suddenly darker evening commute. The spokesman for AAA Kansas, Sean Stewart, stated that the end of daylight savings time brings shorter days and longer nights, and night driving brings challenges, so they urge motorists to slow down, increase their following distance, use headlights to make yourself more visible, and be extra cautious on the roadways. The time change can cause disturbed sleep patterns, and when combined with the earlier dusk and darkness during the evening commute, it becomes a formula for drowsy driving and fatigue-related crashes, conditions many drivers may be unaware of during the time change. Previous research by AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety has estimated that 16-21% of all police-reported fatal vehicle crashes likely involve drowsy driving, a factor likely underreported in government statistics. Symptoms of drowsy driving can include having trouble keeping your eyes open, drifting from lanes, or not remembering the last few miles driven. However, more than half of drivers involved in fatigue-related crashes experience no symptoms before falling asleep behind the wheel. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety's 2020 Traffic Safety Culture Index data shows that most motorists, 95%, identify drowsy driving as very or extremely dangerous. Yet, despite high rates of perceived danger and personal or social disapproval regarding drowsy driving, about 17% of drivers admit to having driven while being so tired that they had a hard time keeping their eyes open at least once in the past 30 days. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
As the leaves start to change and the air gets a little crisper, it's time to embrace the flavors of fall at J&R Liquor. Whether you're planning a harvest gathering or simply savoring the beauty of fall, their shelves are filled with seasonal favorites, pumpkin ales, apple-infused spirits, and more. Make this fall your most memorable one. Come on down to J&R Liquor today and savor the flavors of the season. Don't miss out on the best of fall. J&R Liquor, where good times and autumn vibes blend seamlessly.
Hail no. Here's some damage, there's some damage, everywhere you see some hail damage. If this is the case after the recent storms, it's time to give me a call. I'm John Sanders of Sanders Construction Incorporated, and I have 10 years experience in repairing the damage that Mother Nature brings with wind and hail storms. Whether you have damage to a shingle or metal roof, siding, or seamless gutters, Sanders can fix, repair, and replace Mother Nature's worst. I'm licensed and insured, so don't stress about the mess. Give Sanders a call. 785-202-0315. Again, that's 785-202-0315.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The 96th National FFA Convention and Expo concluded Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis with the announcement of next year's officer team. The new National FFA Secretary hails from Mexico, Missouri, Grant Norfleet. Speaking to our sister stations in Missouri before he left for a convention, Norfleet explained what it would mean for him to join the National Officer Team.
FFA has been a very monumental and life-changing experience for me, and I hope it has been for other FFA members as well. And getting to serve as National FFA officer would really just help me recognize that dreams do come true. And I think it would really help others recognize that you can be from small rural Midwest, Missouri, or anywhere in the country, and if you put your mind to it, you can make your dreams come true, regardless of what those dreams may be.
Norfleet will spend the next year based in Indianapolis.
I'll immediately stay in Indianapolis for a few more days for an onboarding process. Then I'll get to head home for about 3 weeks, get to spend Thanksgiving and wrap up some of my loose ends here at college and other things like that. But from December on, I'm going to be full swing as a national officer. The first third is going to be a lot of our training process. How can we, get better at teamwork with the new team that we've just been elected as, preparing for some of those skills like workshop facilitation and keynotes, and just learning the ins and outs of what being a national officer looks like.
Norfleet is the 25th Missourian to attain national FFA office and the first in 3 years. The rest of the officer team for the next year includes Amara Jackson of Michigan as president. The Central Region Vice President is from Iowa, Canyon Huntington. Southern Region Vice President Carter Howell of Florida. Eastern Region Vice President is Morgan Anderson of Ohio. And Emily Gossett of New Mexico will serve as Western Region Vice President. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
To some, the sound of a bag of seed being opened marks a year of unpredictability and sleepless nights. But for those opening a bag of Pioneer brand corn, it brings a different set of feelings. To them, that sound marks innovation, knowing every seed has been proven in the toughest environment possible, the field. It marks the start of the best year you'll ever have. Pioneer brand corn hybrids, field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/innovation.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Very warm weather expected across the Central Plains over the next few days. Highs will be in the 70s today and tomorrow, and a few spots in our southwest counties could hit the 80s by tomorrow afternoon. Then we get a cool down for our northwest counties on Wednesday, followed by cooler air statewide Thursday. All the storm systems are staying to our north, just a few minor fronts crossing our area till we get that stronger front moving in later in the week, but we have dry air in place, so rain chances look pretty low for most of the upcoming week. On the map heading into this afternoon, upper-level high pressure will stay in place over the Central Plains for the next few days, so we're in a generally fair weather pattern. We do have some mid-level moist air, and that'll bring a few clouds through the afternoon. A stationary front is over central Kansas without much effect on our weather except making things a little bit breezy. Strong low pressure systems are moving into the Pacific Northwest with a lot of rain, but those systems will be drying out before they get here. Overnight, fair weather with a few clouds. Our lows drop into the 30s in the western counties and 40s in the east. A weak warm front will move into southwest Kansas early tomorrow. A cold front will start forming to our west and gradually move our way. Very warm and sunny for Tuesday with highs in the 80s for the southwest counties and 70s elsewhere. That front will cross into northwest Kansas on Wednesday with cooler air moving into those counties. By Thursday, the front will drop to our south. Highs on Thursday afternoon stay mostly in the 50s. This afternoon in the northwest counties, low 70s with mid to upper 30s overnight. Low 70s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. Low 70s northeast, upper 40s and low 50s for tomorrow. Low to mid 70s in the southwest counties. Tonight we're in the upper 30s. Mid 70s south central and mid to upper 40s for the overnight hours. Mid 70s southeast, and tonight we're in the low to mid 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.